We are live and in studio. I want to welcome Howard Binion. He is superintendent of schools, K Public Schools. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Stay right on that mic because it doesn't pick you up unless your nose is almost touching it. He brought Josh Kroll with him, assistant superintendent of support services. Holy moly, do you have like an 8.5 by 11 business card or?
Well, it can be a tongue twister at times. So,
well, it just was. I guess there's proof of that. All right. So, long range planning committee. Since this is only a 13-minute segment, let's just jump in. Howard, what does that mean?
Well, it's part of our continuous school improvement plan, our CSIP plan. You know that we've been talking a lot about our CSIP plans. This is our second year in the phase of our CSIP plan, and that part is part of our 10-year long-range facility plans. Part of the reason why we want to have a long-range plan is so that we can project out what type of financial commitments we have to have in order to upkeep our buildings. And Mr. Kroll is probably going to talk a little bit about some of those things. We're just at the beginning phase right now, and we're really working through another company called IDS. And so that's where we're at. We're starting to have committee meetings with not only our internal staff, but also external staff as well.
Okay. You got to have good ideas, and they can come from anywhere. So it's good. Get as many ideas as you can. But when you say upkeep, I know HVAC systems love to go out every couple of years. I don't know why that is, but they do. And you can't be roasting or toasting or, freezing out your kids.
Correct.
So that's part of the plan, I'm sure.
So that's just one small silo of the plan. And this is the first time as a district we've ever have undertaken a 10-year long-range facility plan. The previous plans that we have done, which typically lead towards a bond issue, and we've been very fortunate with our financial stewardship that we always look at no tax increase bond initiatives. So this is a starting point for us going to 10 years that we've never underdone, and we're looking at capturing more than just HVAC systems. And so as we know, things can evolve, things can change. We're starting with a strong foundation, developing the strong foundation with this new plan that'll propel us into the future. We're not only looking at those different types of hard costs that need maintenance upkeep, but we're also going a little bit deeper, a lot deeper actually, into are we utilizing our classrooms currently the correct way that we should to to deliver our curriculum to our students.
Well, and our city might grow. You might need another
school.
Or it shifts. So one of some of the things that they also look at the data and the population and the shifts of students and shifts of aging communities. And so they're also looking at those things as well within the district. So it depends on the building. And then they look at that population within that catchment area of that elementary school, per se.
Okay. So we've got a lot of schools, obviously, that you have to keep track of and take care of. And, I mean, just having people walking through the hallways and using the bathrooms every day is a major upkeep.
So what this plan does, it really prioritizes it prioritizes what needs to be done first. And so we're going to put this plan together. It's a 10-year plan. Some of the plan will be us actually allocating dollars so that we can pay for it with our own dollars. But then we also will have to probably do a bond for the bigger things like replacements of roofs and those type of things. Mr. Kroll can talk a little bit more about that. This is all going to come out in our committee meetings, and we're also having interviews with all of our staff, and they're going to be taking surveys, and so will our community. So we'll be posting that once we're done with our committee meetings. Mr. Kroll, you kind of have the timeline.
Sure. So over the next several months, one time a month, our internal and external committees are coming together with the guidance of our third-party Insight Design Studio, who's guiding us through this process. But throughout that, we're also going to have open public meetings and forums as well, too. And that's twofold. One, to show the work of what the committee is doing and say, hey, here's transparency. Here's what we're looking at. Here's what's been discussed. But also the second part is to seek that feedback from the greater public. And so if there's certain avenues we're going down that maybe we haven't captured that need to be brought up in front of us, there'll be multiple opportunities for the greater public to have input in on that too. And we don't just want that input from current parents of students. We don't want it from just our current staff. We want it from industry. We want it from businesses. We want it from grandparents. We want it from residents. We want it from other entities within our community, because at the end of the day, we are all one community here.
Mm-hmm.
And so having all of those valuable skill sets, inputs, experiences brought into the plan will only make our plan that much stronger.
How do people get in on these meetings?
So we'll have public notices when those in enough advance notice for, and we'll push it out through social media. We'll push it out through messaging. We'll push it out through, you know, yourself, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
To allow enough time for those people to get to those meetings. Currently, right now, with the holidays coming up, our next committee meeting is not coming up until February. And so they meet once a month in February, March, April, and May. So intermittently throughout that February, March, April, and May, we'll have various public input meetings as well, too. So we're wanting to get through the holidays, get through Christmas, and then we'll start setting those dates so we have enough advance notice to get those out to everybody.
Good. Okay.
So one of the big things is the company that we're working with, they're going to be collecting all of this data, and not only from our committee, but also collecting the data from our staff, and then also at these stakeholders meetings. Once we get all of that data, we bring it back to our committee members, and then we start sorting through it all. And that was what kind of what our it's a lot of fun data.
Yikes.
But we want to make a good decision, because we have to be financial good stewards of the district dollars.
And you know, I'm so sick of, I got an email, I deleted it immediately. I'm going to respond to it on the air. I don't care if you don't have a kid in school.
That's right.
Your taxes have to pay for the schools, because we can't have people growing up just being idiots. We have to have them educated. And I have to pay taxes for the street light in front of your house and to fix your street. So I don't want to hear it again about how you don't have a kid in school. You shouldn't have to pay taxes for that. I shouldn't have to pay taxes for a lot of stuff you benefit for or from. But I ain't crying about it, so enough.
Now, ours is what we're doing right now is we're actually, this is going to be, once we do our bond, we're looking at probably April of 2026. It is going to be a no tax increase. So it won't be anything additional taxes to our community. It's just a no tax increase. It's just a renewal of our bond so that we can continue to keep up
and
keep our facility.
And we'd have to be idiots to not vote for that.
Yes.
So everyone who's listening to me, vote for that, please. Yeah,
so
we got to keep them up. If the roof leaks, there's so much damage done by just that.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Even if it's in a storage room, it's bad.
It is. So some of the things that we've been able to capture already, and we're starting to look through that data, is we've had a energy efficiency group come through. You know, so looking at, are there certain things that we can do with our utilities and how simple design changes that we can do? We've done 3D mapping of our entire district, all the way down to closets and storerooms and classrooms. And again, it goes back to making sure, are we utilizing currently what we have? Is there that low-hanging fruit where we can grab, you know, an apple and orange real quick, and we can do that in-house? Is there, you know, those different types of things? So, and we've been doing those things. I don't want to give the impression that we haven't.
Right.
If you look back at some of the projects that we've been able to do most recently, you look at the purchase of the old Red Star Church that we're able to convert into the new Central Academy.
And
you know,
the giving clouds them, opened, and oh my gosh, that building.
Right.
It's beautiful.
It is
Mrs.
Absolutely
Beggs
amazing.
Gave me a tour. I was like, please don't put too many things on the walls. Right. These look fabulous. It's beautiful. Yep. The classrooms are fantastic.
Lots and of natural lighting.
A lot larger size classrooms, which is wonderful for our kids.
And the kids I've watched grow up with my grandsons are all 7 feet tall, so good high ceilings. Yeah. It's crazy good.
We also looked at the indoor facility that we completed this year out at the high school. And then currently our last project that's taking place right now is a welding lab extension on our CTC campus, which is really going to help parlay into that workforce development program.
That's going to explode. Seriously.
Yeah. Kids are going to have an opportunity to, and hopefully you could have him on to talk about it as well.
Absolutely.
But it was really a grant. That was all paid through grant dollars. It's not any dollars from our district. It was through grant dollars for the welding.
So beneficial for young men and women.
Yeah. Yep.
MIG, TIG, whatever you want to do, weld away, people.
Yep. Yeah. It's and then they don't have to go away
job.
To do that. Yeah.
You're
going to
get dirty, but it's a good job.
It's okay.
Yeah. So we have about 2.5 minutes left. Is there anything you want to put in there? I mean, of course we need teachers. We need to retain teachers. We get all that. We know that. But we're talking building infrastructure, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we're just really at the beginning stage of this. We would love for everyone to come out and participate in our open meetings because we really want to get feedback from our community because it's important that we continue to provide the services that is needed. Now, with the data that's going to be collected, that's going to help with a piece of it, but it's not the full picture of what our community is really wanting in our district. That's why we're having some of those meetings. And for me, I think that's the most important piece is that they just show up and really be genuine and honest about what some of the things that they would like to see. Solution-based, not complaint-based, but solution-based. And
I know
I feel about that because I don't want people coming to us with complaints. I want people coming to us with a complaint, but with a solution.
Right.
And so that's very important for our community to understand that when we have these meetings.
Mm-hmm. I always say I think the nurses should have more than ice packs and Band-Aids at schools. You know, I think that is one area where all schools are weak. And I think that's not just here. It's kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
Because if something happens at school, that's a little more treacherous than an ice pack.
That's right.
That, you know, she needs to have or he needs to have something at their that they're able to do. So it's the only thing I see.
No, that's you're absolutely right.
Love it.
And it's not just that silo. It's all the silos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what I mean by that is it's all the classrooms. It's all the hallways. It's all the cafeterias. It's all the playgrounds. And making sure that what we are providing is being used correctly. And it's designed for that use.
I really feel like you're doing a good job. I really do. I feel like you're doing a good job because my grandkids have gone to just about every school in the city almost. Jefferson has done a 180.
Beautiful.
Sheesh.
Beautiful facility. Yeah.
That used to be it used to be a dive. And now it looks great. So, you know, things like that make people want to move here.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
You have to invest in your infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. And that ties back into needing the greater community to help us with this because that's what brings people to your community. Your schools will bring your industries, will bring your residents, will bring
schools
the restaurants, all of that type of stuff. And so that's where we're really going to be relying on everybody's input.
Come to the meetings. And I'm going to say it again like I always say. There are always going to be people who are mad about every single penny they have to pay in taxes, but sometimes some of it is extremely important, useful, and absolutely necessary, and schools are one of them. So I back you guys wholeheartedly in what you're trying to do, especially since there's no tax increase. So nobody can cry about it.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. So anytime you want to come on and talk about stuff like this or if you've made any decisions, please let me know.
Once we get further into our planning, we would love to come back on and talk more about it.
And I'm sorry I said Kroll. It's Crowell.
That's all right.
Look just like Jason. I don't know what I was thinking. Anyway, it was great to have you both here. This is Howard Binion. He's the Cape Superintendent of Public Schools. Josh Crowell is the Assistant Super of Support Services. Thank you both for being here. And my darling Kristen Talent in the background. Number love for her. So thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.